With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Supreme Court has struck down a Louisiana majority black congressional district, including the district represented by Democrat Cleo Fields, relied too heavily on race. A 6-3 ruling, it fell along partisan lines. The Trump administration pushing Congress to move quickly on funding the Department of Homeland Security.
The White House is warning Congress that funds to pay Department of Homeland Security personnel will soon run out. The Office of Management and Budget says in a memo that failure to pass legislation could spark new threats of airport disruptions and national security concerns. The House has come to a standstill as Speaker Mike Johnson and Republican lawmakers are tangled over various issues, including the Homeland Security funds. The memo could help the GOP leader pressure lawmakers to act. It says funding that President Donald Trump tapped to pay workers through executive actions will be exhausted by May. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla are in New York City meeting with first responders and victims' families at the 9/11 memorial.
During his address to Congress yesterday, King Charles reflected on the attacks which took place 25 years ago this September.
We stood with you then, and we stand with you now in solemn remembrance of a day that shall never be forgotten.
The King noted that NATO came to America's aid in the aftermath of 9/11. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A knife attack in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood in London declared a terrorist incident by police. 45-year-old man under arrest on suspicion of attempted murder. Two men were wounded, hospitalized in stable condition. Voting along party lines, Senate Banking Committee has approved the nomination of Kevin Warsh to serve as Fed chairman. Final hurdle, a vote by the full Senate, probably next month. SRN News. Young Americans weigh in on marriage and family.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds 78% of Generation Z and 73% of millennials say they want to get married someday, but not today. Despite their aspirations, young adults are getting married later and later in life, or not at all. The survey also reveals most young people do not connect marriage with child rearing. A majority see no reason to have kids after getting married, nor do they see a problem with having children without marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in Toronto are investigating a pair of incidents that have rattled the city's Jewish community. In one case, a man punched a father who was taking his son to worship services outside a synagogue. In the other, someone broke a window in a store in Toronto's predominantly Jewish quarter. The United Jewish Appeal says as these incidents become more normalized, they erode public safety and our way of life as Canadians. This cannot be tolerated. This is SRN News. Responding to Democrat gerrymandering in Virginia, there's a drive to reshape congressional districts in Tampa Bay, Orlando, and South Florida to benefit the GOP.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis unveiling a new congressional map for the state that could give Republicans up to four additional seats in the House ahead of the 2026 midterms. Right now, Republicans hold 20 seats, and that number could increase to 24. Democrats have 8 congressional seats in the Sunshine State, and they could potentially lose half of them. Laura Winters reporting.
The man charged with trying to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner to kill President Trump last weekend took a picture of himself in his hotel room just minutes earlier, outfitted with an ammo bag, shoulder gun holster, and a knife. Those details contained in a new court filing. On Wall Street, the Dow down 200 points. More details, SRNNews.com.